Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Danny Cater. Batting second. The second baseman, Don Buford. Batting third. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bill Skowron. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Tommy McCraw. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting eighth. The catcher, J.C. Martin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bruce Howard. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bruce Howard. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Chuck Schilling. Batting second. The third baseman, Dalton Jones. Batting third. The center fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Lee Thomas. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Tony Conigliaro. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Tony Horton. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Rico Petrocelli. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Ryan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Earl Wilson. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Earl Wilson. And now, play ball. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cater moves to second. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cater moves to third. Buford moves to second. One out. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron strikes out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a fly ball into center field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones takes first base on ball four. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas takes first base on ball four. Jones moves to second. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a line drive into center field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is called out on strikes. One out. Mike Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is called out on strikes. Two outs. Earl Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bruce Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard hits a fly ball into center field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Buford hits a pop-up towards short. Petrocelli settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0-for-1 in the game. Schilling hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Jones hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-1 in the game. Yastrzemski takes first base on ball 4. Schilling moves to second. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Schilling moves to third. Yastrzemski moves to second. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 0-for-1 in the game. Conigliaro hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cater juggles the ball. That's an error on Cater. Schilling scores. Yastrzemski moves to third. Thomas moves to second. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Horton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Horton is thrown out after the base hit. Yastrzemski scores. Thomas scores. Conigliaro moves to third. Two outs. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Bob Locker now pitching. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 0-for-1 in the game. Petrocelli hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0-for-1 in the game. Skowron hits a fly ball into right field. Conigliaro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-1 in the game. McCraw hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-1 in the game. Hansen hits a fly ball into center field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. Berry hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Yastrzemski. Berry reaches second base with a double. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 1 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is 0 for 1 in the game. Ryan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cater fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson strikes out. Two outs. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Schilling is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Smokey Burgess pinch hits for Bob Locker. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cater strikes out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Buford strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Smokey Burgess now catching. Tommy John now pitching. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Jones strikes out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Yastrzemski. The throw from Burgess and he is out, Buford applying the tag. Two outs. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Thomas is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0 for 2 in the game. Skowron strikes out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards first. Horton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McCraw for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 0 for 2 in the game. Conigliaro hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Berry who is chasing the ball. Conigliaro reaches third base with a triple. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Horton hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Conigliaro tags and scores. One out. It's 4-2, Red Sox. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 0-for-2 in the game. Petrocelli hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is 0-for-2 in the game. Ryan hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-2 in the game. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Berry hits a pop-up towards first. Horton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Nicholson pinch hits for Tommy John. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Eddie Fisher now pitching. Earl Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-2 in the game. Wilson is called out on strikes. One out. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Schilling hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Berry throws the ball into Buford, who tags Schilling trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fisher fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 0-for-1 in the game. Burgess hits a pop-up towards first. Horton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Buford hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Thomas hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Conigliaro hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got three RBIs. Horton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Conigliaro moves to third. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 0 for 3 in the game. Petrocelli hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski now playing left field. Lee Thomas now playing first base. Lenny Green now playing center field. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops it up and throws to first, with Wilson covering, for the out. One out. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0 for 3 in the game. Skowron hits a pop-up towards short. Petrocelli settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. McCraw strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.